Hello all, and welcome to the very first episode of Confessions of a Loud Mouth podcast. I am your host, Kai Nicole, and I am coming to you all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Today is December 21st, 2016, and I have to go on the record and confess that I can't believe how fast 2016 has gone. It just went by too fast for me. It felt like 3 days and not 365 days, but I'm not going to complain because 2016 was great for me, and I hope that it was equally as great for you and your family. Before we jump into the podcast, I do want to take a little bit of time to talk to you guys about my ebook, Goal Killer's Guide to Killing All of Your Goals. It is a 4-page ebook where I help you to set goals, break them down, execute, and kill them. It is available on my website at www.kainicole.com. Also on my website, you can find out a little bit more about me and where I'm from, what I'm about. I also share some things with you like the books I'm reading and loads of other things. And if you stay tuned, I'll have some more good things on there as the year progresses. But check me out. Go cop your ebook at www.kainicole.com. So now that we got that out of the way, I'm super excited that the new year is coming. While 2016 was great for me, I do want to keep that momentum going into 2017. And with the new year, new me time ahead of us, it is time to start setting our goals for 2017. This podcast is really just dedicated to me sharing my goal setting technique with you, and hoping that it could help you in moving forward with your goals in 2017 and beyond. It's not just a new year, new me type of goal setting strategy. You can do this with any goal that you decide to set, whether it's mid-year, beginning of the year, or whenever you want to do it. Before we get started with goal setting, I usually take the end of the year to reflect on what my year was like, what worked for me, what lessons did I learn, and how I'd like to move forward into the new year. Part of the lessons learned is writing down the things that really worked for me and the things that I'd like to carry over into 2017. And then making note of the things that did not work and those things that were not productive for me and the things that I don't want to carry over into the new year. And before I set my goals, I have to be real with myself and say, what didn't work for me and why didn't it work? And then make a commitment to myself to not do those things, but to only do the things that were productive for me. So as we begin to set our goals, we have to take assessment of what that looks like. What does goal setting look like for you? Your goals should motivate you. They should excite you. They should be important to you. They should add value to your life or your family's life. And if your goals don't meet those criteria, then it's very likely that you won't achieve them. If you're not excited about them, you probably won't push to get them done. If they don't motivate you, again, you probably won't work very hard to achieve them. So you want to make sure that you're setting goals that motivate you, that excite you. When you get up in the morning, you want to do those things and you want to take those actionable steps to actually get your goals done. And then decide on what goals you want to achieve. Once you figure out what motivates you, set them up into a year's worth of goals, or 2 years, or 5 years, and 10 years if you're really ambitious. I'm a firm believer that you should have a plan, because you're more likely to stick to a plan than to not if you don't have one. So make a plan for the next 2 to 5 years. We're really going to focus on planning a year's worth of goals, but you could use this same strategy for planning your longer term goals as well. Once you decide that you have your goals, and they're usually big goals, it's important that you break them down into smaller, achievable, measurable steps. Those steps include making them relevant, making them time bound, and also just making them smaller so that you're not easily overwhelmed. It's almost like that saying, how do you eat an elephant if you eat elephants? But you eat it one step at a time and one bite at a time, and before you know it, you've eaten the entire elephant. Your goals shouldn't be any different. So you have these big overarching goals, and then you have the small attainable steps for each one of those goals. And so after you have broken your goals down, it's important to take a look at, why hadn't I been able to achieve these goals in the past? So what excuses did you use last year? Because 9 times out of 10 goals that you didn't accomplish last year have made your goal list this year. But that's okay. It happens to all of us. But you have to be real and find out, why didn't I achieve those goals? Why am I not where I want to be? And the answer to that is going to probably be that you made excuses. Excuses are the most common reason that people don't accomplish your goals. And so when you figure out the excuses, you can begin to hold yourself accountable and be real with yourself about why you didn't do what you wanted to do or why you aren't where you should be. An example of this is, you know, most people make the goal of going to the gym and they don't go because they're tired. Well, if you write that down as an excuse, you can no longer use it as an excuse. That is no longer a barrier because you've made it known, and you're more likely not to use it as an excuse. You'd have to find something else, because being tired, we already know we're tired. We wrote it down, so we can't use it. The next step is going to be to execute. So I'm a project manager by trade, so I always have a plan. I always put things in place as fail safes, you know, what makes me successful. And I believe that's having an execution strategy. So you've set your goals, you've broken them down into small achievable steps, and now it's time to execute. So what is your strategy? So for instance, if your strategy or if your goal is to actually save some money, and you set the smaller breakdown of, I want to save $25 a month. My question to you would be, well, what is your strategy? Is your strategy to have that money automatically deducted from a check? Are you going to take the money and move it to a bank where you can't touch it? Are you going to download an app that won't allow you to touch the money? What is the actual execution strategy? I'll give you an example. So one of my goals last year was to actually save some money. I was a horrible saver. I lived my life by the, if I die, I can't take it with me. So why do I save money? I was more interested in putting my money on my back and on my feet than I was saving for my future. And I don't know, something just snapped last year, and I had to come to terms with that wasn't mature, and that I did need some money put away for a rainy day. So I knew that I had unsuccessfully planned to put $200 out of every one of my paychecks into an account. I did that last year, but I religiously took it out just as fast as I put it in there. So that didn't work for me. That execution strategy didn't work for me. And so this year, when I set the goal to save some money, I had to go about a different execution strategy. So I figured if I put the money somewhere where I can't see it, then I probably won't touch it. And so what I did was I did a little bit of research, and I stumbled across an app called Digit. And Digit would use an algorithm that would look into my check account and would pull small sums of money out that I didn't recognize or that I really didn't miss, and it would put it into this savings account. And it would do this as often as 2 to 3 times a month or whenever there was money available. And it really worked out for me. I saved about $1,300 this year. I averaged a little over $100 a month in savings, and I never missed the money. And part of the reason I didn't miss the money was because it was really small amounts that Digit was pulling out, like $25 here, $8 here, $6 here, $30 here. I wasn't really missing those amounts, but they did send me a daily summary of my account balances, so it wasn't like they were just pulling money out and I didn't know when, where, or how. So that was my execution strategy. And so I encourage you guys to have an execution strategy for your goal, whatever those goals might be. Set a plan on what works for you and your lifestyle, and use that as your way of executing your goals. The next step is taking inventory of what you do on a daily basis. that either helps or doesn't help you achieve your goals. So we're talking about executing, and we can't neglect what we do on a daily basis. So if your goal is to work out and then your excuse is I don't have time, well, maybe you should take daily inventory of what you're doing with your day. If you're sitting in front of the television for an hour, that could have been time you used to work out. Or if you're scrolling through social media for 30 or 40 minutes, you could have gotten on the floor and did some push-ups, some sit-ups, and some jumping jacks. So it's important when we're executing our goals that we're taking inventory of the daily habits that we have that are either conducive to our success or keeps us from succeeding. So I encourage you to take a list or make a list of those things and write them down under your execution strategy, because it's just like the excuses. If I see it here, I know that it keeps me from achieving my goals, and 9 times out of 10, I will not do it. The next thing is, so we're halfway through the year, and we're taking inventory of where we are with our goals. What have I done so far? What do I still need to accomplish? And this is usually the time where the momentum has slowed down, life has caught up with us, work has caught up with us, and we're really unmotivated. But this is where the challenge comes in. This is where you kind of have to stick to your guns and keep going. This is the part where making your goals important to you comes into play. Is it important for you? Is it enough to drive you to continue until you've reached that goal? And if the answer is no, then it probably shouldn't have been on your goal list to begin with. But if it is important to you, then this is where you're going to have to dig deep and keep going. And so this is where you're going to want to remain focused and dig deep. And so here is where I would have you note, what are your distractions? What are the things that distract you from getting your goals done? Are you focused on things that are not in direct correlation to your goals? Are you more focused on things that are not conducive to success in your life? What are the things that distract you? And then I encourage you to remove those distractions. So these distractions could be people, places, or things. You could have a friend who's a Debbie Downer, and talking to her on the phone just gets you completely out of whack. You don't want to do anything after that. It could be, you know, having lunch with a certain coworker every day that keeps you from wanting to do the things that you want to do. It's time to remove the distractions. That's how you keep the momentum. That's how you keep going when the going gets tough. And then now we're at the end of the year. So you wrote your goals down. You broke them down into smaller steps. You removed all the excuses and barriers. And then you went to execute. Your execution strategy helped you to get through the year. And now you are at the end of the year. What do you do next? So I encourage you to, one, be be consistent. So consistency is a key to doing most things. If you're consistent, then you'll see results. And remember that goal setting is ongoing. It's not a one-stop shop. Your goals should be accomplished and then you should be moving on to the next. Or sometimes a goal that you set this year is just a smaller part of a goal that you set for yourself for your 5-year goals. Goal setting is ongoing. It doesn't stop. You don't achieve a goal, mark it off, and then you don't make any new ones. It should be ongoing. You should also revisit your goals. Maybe something in your life changed and things are no longer important to you. I encourage you to always revisit your goals. And the way you can do that is keeping them in front of you. I am a advocate of writing things down or putting visuals on your phone. I'm not a real advocate for vision boards. I don't really like that. And maybe it's because I'm not creative. But maybe vision boards work for you. Create a vision board. Get a journal. Daily affirmations, something that's going to keep your goals in front of you. And then remember, there will always be challenges. There's always going to be life. There's always going to be something that comes up. But again, this is where making goals that are important to you comes into play. If they aren't important to you, life happening is going to keep you from not achieving them. If they are important to you, you'll build that muscle and you'll keep moving through them. That's really all about all I had to say for this podcast. I'm super excited. This was my very first podcast, and I was nervous. I think you can tell I was nervous, but I'm going to leave it as is. I'm not going to edit this one because I do want to remember what it felt like and see the progression as I go through and completing all of my goals. Remember that you can download your copy of the ebook, Goal Killer's Guide to Killing All of Your Goals, at www.kynicole.com. And make sure that when you set these goals that you take aim and you kill it in 2017. I plan to do the podcast bi-weekly. So this is just the first one. And you'll probably hear my next one around about 2017 because I do have a ton going on. I am moving and packing and all of these other things. So I don't want to be too ambitious and set myself up and tell you guys it's going to come in 2 weeks because I'm pretty sure I'm going to be too busy for that to happen. But my aim is to do 2 a month. So I hope you guys liked it. We are available on iTunes and Podomatic. I'm also going to have it available on the website for those of you who do not have those apps on your phone. And I want to thank you for tuning in. Please like and share the podcast with your friends. Leave me some ratings on iTunes, and I will talk to you guys later. Thank you.